Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our speaker today is Reverend Brad Payne, Bible teacher at Bob Jones Junior High.
This is Memorial Day, and as I was thinking about that and what to preach, I want to think about the fact that a memorial is something that causes us to remember. Here in this country, we celebrate Memorial Day as an opportunity to remember. Specifically, we remember our soldiers. It started years ago in the 1860s with women in the South going out to the cemeteries to put flowers upon the graves of the soldiers, both Union and Confederate, to honor those who had fallen in battle in the Civil War. And from that came what we have as our Memorial Day today, where we honor particularly our soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice, gave their lives in combat from the Civil War all the way up through Operation Iraqi Freedom. And thinking about Memorial Day and thinking about the fact that it's a day that we set aside to remember, it's interesting, you can look through your Bible and you will find that God has memorials. There are things that God wants us to remember. And that's where I want to take our thoughts this morning. What I have this morning is just a broad smattering of things that I want to toss out for your consideration, things that perhaps you can take and give further thought to. But these are things that God wants us to remember. And I have a number of scriptures I want us to look at. And as I said, this is going to be sort of a shotgun approach, but I trust you'll bear with me. If you would, let's start in Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13. We're looking at some words, the word remember, the word that is used here. God wants us to be mindful of this. God wants us to bring this to our minds, to dwell on it, to think upon it. And I want to look at a number of scriptures and then share some thoughts with you. And then I want to look at some more scriptures and share some more thoughts, etc., until we get through. I have seven things this morning. I'm going to go through this very quickly. Things that God says, I want you to remember. Starting in Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, this is right after the Passover, which is a memorial of itself. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, and Moses said unto the people, and here's our word, remember. Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Remember this day. Now, if you would please go with me to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, starting in chapter 5. You're going to see this phrase repeated several times in the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 5, in verse 15, God says, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. If you go over to chapter 15, same book, chapter 15 and verse 15, the same idea is repeated. Chapter 15, verse 15, and thou shalt remember, there it is again, remember what? That thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. And then in chapter 16 and verse 3, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember. There's the word again. Remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. This was something God wanted them to take with them and take with them from that day on to the grave. God says, remember this all the days of your life. Staying in chapter 16 down to verse 12. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. And then over in chapter 24, still in the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 24 and verse 18. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. In the last verse, 22, the same chapter. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. And then if you would go with me to Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44 in verses 21 and 22. Again, the word appears where God says to remember something. Isaiah 44, 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel. For thou art my servant, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. And lastly, if you would, go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Here again, God is pointing out to us to remember. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11 says, "Wherefore remember." Remember what? "Remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hands, that at that time, and that time past," what you're supposed to remember, "remember that you were without Christ." Remember that. Remember that you were without Christ. And in that condition, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Remember that at that time you were strangers from the covenants of promise. Remember that at that time you were somebody who had no hope and you were without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. All these scriptures are for the first three points I would present for your consideration this morning. First thing that God wants all of us to remember is remember what and where you were. Remember what and where you were. Over and over and over in those verses we read, God said, remember, you were a servant. Remember, you were a bondman. Remember what you were. You were a slave. You were in bondage. You were held prisoner. You were a captive. You were in chains. You were in a dungeon. Remember what you were. Don't ever forget. Because sometimes it's easy for us. We look at ourselves, we look at our lives, we're so surrounded by Christianity, we're so immersed in a Christian culture that we tend to think that we're pretty good. And God says, I want you to remember what you were. You were a slave. You were in bondage to your own sin, to your own sinful nature. I want you to remember where you were. You were in Egypt. You were in the prison house of sin. God says, remember that you were an alien. You are an outsider. Here were all the good things of God. Here were all the promises of God. But you are not a partaker of those good things. You are not a partaker of those promises. You are on the outside looking in. You are an alien. You are a stranger. God says, I want you to remember that you were without hope. You were in a hopeless and a helpless condition. All you had to look forward to in that condition was certain death and certain judgment. God says, don't forget that. Remember what you were. Remember where you were. Don't ever allow yourself to fall into the trap of thinking, well, you know, I was a pretty good person. I didn't really do anything too bad. God says, no, you were a prisoner. And you had no way out of the prison you were in. And you were held with chains. And the chains with which you were held were forged by yourself. They were the chains of your own sins. And your sin nature had enslaved you, because that's what sin does. It enslaves you. God says, remember. Remember what you were. Remember where you were. Second thing God exhorts us all to remember from these passages, remember who delivered you. Because here again, sometimes if we're not careful, we tend to look at ourselves and think, well, you know, yeah, I'm saved. And somehow, some way, I think I had a part in that. You know, I was somehow savable, or I was somehow lovable, or I was somehow deserving of being made a child of God. And the Bible makes it very clear, there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible makes it very clear that we need to remember that it was God who sought me. Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 that there wasn't any of us that were seeking God. God sought me. There I was, a prisoner, a slave to my sin. God sought me. God says, I want you to remember that. And I want you to remember that I saved you. There was nothing I could do. For all of my righteousnesses were as filthy rags. And the more I endeavored to do good works, the more I endeavored to somehow make myself meritorious or worthy of salvation, all I was doing was simply accumulating dirty rags. Because if all of my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, then the more righteousnesses I do, the more filthy rags I have. You know, and if you show up at the gates of heaven with a greater pile of filthy rags, it's certainly not going to entitle you to entrance. God says, remember who saved you. Remember that you were without hope, that you were helpless in your condition. There was nothing I could do to in any way redeem myself. The book of Proverbs says, who can say that he has cleansed himself? Who can say that he has made his own heart clean? And none of us can, because there's nothing that any one of us can do to in any way redeem ourselves. And the third thing from these verses we read that God says, I want you to remember, is I want you to remember why and how you were delivered. Remember what and where you were. Remember who delivered you, and remember why and how you were delivered. And I say, why? I was a prisoner. I was a slave to my own sin. And the truth of the matter was, I didn't even realize I was in slavery. Or if I did, I didn't know how to get out, and I couldn't get out. And for the most part, I was perfectly content in my servitude to my sin. And God says, I want you to remember why and how you were redeemed. I say, why? Why? Why, God? Why would you come to this prison? And why would you set me free? And God says, because I love you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why were you redeemed? Why were you set free from that prison house? Why were you taken out of Egypt? Why were you delivered from bondage? Why? Because God loves you with a love that is unfathomable, with a love that is incomprehensible, a love beyond all human understanding. But God loves us. In Ephesians chapter 2, God says, for His great mercy, He saved us. It's great love wherewith He loved us. God loves me more than I will ever understand. God loves you more than you will ever understand. And when you say, why, God? Why did you take me out of that prison house? Why did you set me free? God says, because I love you. And God says, I don't want you to ever forget that. Don't forget that I love you. And don't forget how you were delivered. Because here, the last thing you read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, you were made nigh by the blood of Christ. As Abraham took his son Isaac up that hill one day, Isaac looked at his dad and said, Dad, here's the wood, here's the fire, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham looked at Isaac and said, God will provide Himself a lamb. And thousands of years later, John the Baptist stood by the river Jordan, and Jesus came to be baptized, and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. God provided the lamb. And how you were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. To get you out of that prison house, to get me out of that prison house, God had to pay a very dear price. Because we were not redeemed with silver and gold. We were not redeemed with corruptible things. We were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of a lamb without spot, without blemish. There was a tremendous price that had to be paid. You are not your own because you have been bought with a price. Don't ever forget the price that had to be paid for your freedom from that prison house. Now, if you would, let's look at a few more scriptures. If you would go with me, please, back to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. This passage is an interesting passage. Numbers, chapter 15. Here you see one of God's memorials, in a sense. Numbers, chapter 15. This is how the children of Israel were to dress themselves, to identify themselves. And if you look with me in Numbers chapter 15, verse 39, God has instructed the children of Israel through Moses in verse 38 to put a fringe on their garments, a fringe of blue. And in verse 39, God says, here's why I want that fringe on your garments. And it shall be unto you for a fringe that ye may look upon it and remember. It's a memorial. That fringe was a memorial. God says, I want you to look at that fringe and remember. Remember what? Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. God wants us to remember what we are and how we are to be living. See, I was. God says, I want you to remember what you were and where you were. You were a prisoner in Egypt. I want you to remember who delivered you. I came in and redeemed you with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm. God says, I want you to remember why and how I redeemed you, because I love you and I shed the blood of the only begotten Son of God for your redemption. And now God says, now that I've redeemed you, now I want you to remember what you are and how you should be living now. And God says, when you look at that fringe on your garment, I want you to remember that now that I've redeemed you, you are to be different. You are not, as verse 39 says, you are not to do after your own heart and after your own eyes. Because God said that's how you were living. When you were in that prison house, that's how you lived. You just did what you wanted to do. You were the ruler, so to speak, or at least you thought you were, of your life. You lived according to your agenda. And God says, I don't want you to live according to your agenda anymore. You're different now. You're mine. And every time you look at that ribbon of blue, every time you look at that fringe on your garment, God says, I want you to remember, you're mine now. And because you are mine now, you are to be living differently. You are not to be seeking your own. You are not to be living to please yourself. God says, no, no, no. You are to be living in obedience to me. You are to be living in yieldedness to me. You are to live in submission to me. As verse 40 says, you are to be holy unto the Lord. What am I now? I am God's child. I am His and He is mine. And I'm to live like it. I am to live in holiness and righteousness, in love and purity. I am to be manifesting now the qualities of the new nature. I'm to be walking in love. I'm to be walking in light. I'm to be walking now as a child of God. There should be something evident about the way I live that God has done this redeeming work in my life and in my heart. God says, I want you to remember that. Remember that you're different now and live like it. If you would please go with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, Joshua is exhorting the children of Israel as they're preparing to enter into the land of Canaan. And he says in verse 13, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. He says, remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. If you recall back in the verses we just read in Numbers about the fringe, God said, you look at that fringe, I want you to remember my commandments. Remember the things that I've told you. Go with me, please, to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 15. Gospel of John, chapter 15. If you would, look with me at verse 20. John, chapter 15, verse 20. Christ is in the upper room speaking with His disciples. And He tells them here in verse 20, remember. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. In chapter 16 and down in verse 4, it says, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. God wants us to remember His word. Remember the Scriptures. This book of the law, God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Why? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Your success or failure as a Christian depends on what you do with this book. And God says, remember, remember these things. Remember what I've told you. Remember what I've taught you. This is the key to your survival. The Word of God is your meat. It is your drink. It is your hope. It is your joy. It is your comfort. It is your light. It is your wisdom. It is your discernment. It is your sword. It is your shield. The Word of God is absolutely essential to you as a child of God. And God says, remember it. You've got to get into this book. You've got to pore over the pages of this book. You have to feed on this book. You have to dwell on this book. God tells you that the man of God, the man who's blessed, that his delight, Psalm 1 verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And you and I must remember that this book is absolutely essential to my survival as a Christian. I've got to know if I'm going to live this Christian life, if I'm going to live a life that imitates the Lord Jesus, I've got to get in this book and find out how to do it. I'm going to need God's grace to do it. I'm going to need God's strength to do it. And God says, I want you to remember. Remember my words. Don't forget these. You walk away from this book. You wander from this book. And you are heading for trouble, because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And God says, don't go that way. You've got to go the right way. How do I know the right way? Here it is. God says, remember. Remember my words. Don't forget them. Now, if you would please go back with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. I told you I'm looking at a lot of verses. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And again, I am going through this very quickly. I hope that Perhaps you'll take some time on your own to give some more study to these things. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Here Moses is warning the children of Israel about the fact that when they get into the land of Canaan, that they're going to be facing all these nations that are already there. And in verse 17, the question might come to them, how can I dispossess them? How in the world am I going to win? And sometimes that happens in our Christian lives. It seems like the Christian life is a warfare. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes it seems like the opposition that we face is just too great for us and there's no way we can win. And we're tempted, like the children of Israel, to look at this opposition and say, how in the world can I have victory? And verse 18, Moses told the children of Israel, thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. In chapter 8, verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Same chapter, chapter 8 and verse 18. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenants, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. If you stay in the book of Deuteronomy, go over to chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verses 7 and 8. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 7 and 8, says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Remember what God did. And then lastly, if you would go with me, please, to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, David's psalm of praise. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and look with me please in verse 12. It says, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. That same verse is repeated almost word for word in Psalm 105, verse 5. Remember the works of God. And number 6, God wants us to remember His works. Remember the works of God. Remember what God has done in your life. And then remember what He is doing. Remember that God is at work in your life. Remember what He has done. Remember what He is doing. Remember His grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It is the grace of God that enables you to live the Christian life. As God tells you, my grace is sufficient. His goodness, His guidance, that He has led you all the way, step by step each day. You and I need to constantly be mindful of God at work in our lives. Because again, it's very easy for us just to take so many things for granted. And every day we are the beneficiaries of God's grace because His mercies are new every morning. And every day we are the beneficiaries of God's goodness. And every day we are the beneficiaries of God's guidance. Every day we are the beneficiaries of so much from our God. And so much of it we take for granted. And God says, I want you to remember my works. Every day we need to ask God, God, show me you are at work in my life today. And may I be appreciative. May I be thankful. May I not take for granted, God, all that you have done and are doing in my life. Remember the works of God. And lastly, if you go back with me, please, to Deuteronomy. And this just sort of wraps up everything. Deuteronomy chapter 9. It's going to be some interesting expressions here. Deuteronomy chapter 9. If you'll look at verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. God says, remember and forget not. Remember and forget not what? How thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Remember how you made God angry. Go over, please, to chapter 24. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 24 and look at verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse 9, the Bible says, remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam. By the way, after that ye were come forth out of Egypt. Remember, Miriam joined in the rebellion against Moses, spoke against her brother. God smote her with leprosy. God says, remember what the Lord did. It reminds us of what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 32, where Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. If you would, please go with me to Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4. There's two more verses I want to look at and then I'll wrap this up. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 14. Nehemiah says, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. And fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And lastly, Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. The last thing God says, remember what you have learned of God. Remember your God. Remember what you've learned about Him. What you know to be true of His character. What He's like. What you know to be true of His conduct, what He does. You know, when God said, remember how you provoked me in the wilderness, God doesn't want you to dwell on past sins by any means. We are to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. But God wants you to remember what you were supposed to learn from those things which are behind. And God told the children of Israel, remember what you did and how it provoked me? Remember that. Remember what Miriam did and what happened to her. Remember Lot's wife. Remember, keep in your mind what you know to be true of God, what He's like, that He is holy, that He's righteous. Remember all these things you've learned about God. And let those things that you remember, that you are mindful of, let those things control how you live. Seven things this morning. Seven things God says remember. Remember what and where you were. Number two, remember who delivered you. Number three, remember why and how you were delivered. Number four, remember how you are to be living now. Number five, remember the Word of God. It's the key to your survival as a Christian. Number six, remember the works of God. And number seven, remember what you've learned about God. Let's pray. Father, we pray that this Memorial Day, as we do take time to remember, that most importantly, we would take the time to remember these things that You have commanded us to remember. And that as we allow our minds to dwell on these things, that we would be drawn closer to You and made more like You.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker was Reverend Brad Payne, Bible teacher at Bob Jones Junior High. For a cassette copy of today's message, send a check for $5.13 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.